There is a great silence on earth today, a great silence and stillness. The whole earth keeps silence because the king is asleep. These words come from an ancient and beautiful homily on Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday kind of has a strange feeling, doesn't it? It's in this silence between commemorating Jesus' passion and waiting for his resurrection. This silence, however, contains great hope. A hope that is founded on the truth of this very night that Jesus Christ did indeed rise from the dead, unlocking the prison bars of death. We come to the empty tomb to find that the stone has been rolled away. And it's not just the stone of Jesus' tomb that is rolled away this night. All of those things that impede our hope, fear, anxiousness, worry, doubt, sin, those stones that keep our hearts entombed are rolled away. No matter how heavy or how entrenched those stones may be, God rolls them away with a simple touch of his finger, as if he were turning the page of a book. Discouragement can set in when we look at these rocks and wonder, how in the world are we going to rid our life of fear or worry or whatever it may be? But in reality, it's not us that do the work. It's God. His power, which is on full display tonight, is all that we need. And as we reflect on all the emotions that we've gone through since celebrating Holy Thursday, through his passion yesterday on Good Friday, and now on this night, just imagine what those disciples must have felt in this strange silence. Jesus was dead. He was gone. The guy that they gave their entire lives to for 3 years, the guy that they left their jobs and homes and families for, was all of a sudden gone. They feared for their own lives, wondering, would they be next? They knew Jesus. What was going to happen to them? One can only imagine the despair that they felt. At different points in our life, we can feel that same sort of despair for all sorts of different reasons. Those times where we wonder, how is it that we're supposed to move forward? Then, word starts to spread about the empty tomb. Something strange is still happening. All of a sudden, hope starts to fill their hearts. Did the impossible happen? Could it really be? Are these stories true or just imaginations? Well, it did really happen. The greatest event in all of history took place, and hope was restored to the disciples' hearts that could never be taken away from them again. It's that hope that has been handed on from one generation to the next, and that fills this church here tonight and can never be taken away from us. We always need hope, but at this moment in our history, it's safe to say that we need it now more than ever. The good news is that we've got it. It's already been given to us, and we celebrate it tonight in the risen Christ. The darkness that began this vigil was banished by the flame of this Paschal candle. Little by little, it spread throughout the church as you passed the fire to one another. With each taper that was lit, our fears and anxieties were pushed further and further away. We proclaim the fire of this candle to be divided yet undimmed. So too for our hope. In the sharing of our faith with one another, we also share our hope. With every person we encounter, whether they be family, friend, or stranger, we have an opportunity to proclaim Christ crucified and risen. And thus our hope is shared. The flame is passed on. It is this flame that is being shared with our candidates, Charles, Andrew, Paul, Valerie, Cassandra, and our catechumen, Austin. You, along with the multitude of people around the world who will be welcomed into the church on this holy night, are living signs of our hope. How often we hear about how people are leaving the church in droves, how we can look to our world and lament all that pulls us away from God and the attempts to mask his voice calling us out of the tomb. On this night, however, we don't lament. We rejoice. My friends, you have courageously said yes to God and to his church. I know you all had varied paths of discernment, but the one constant is that you were led by the Spirit. Whether it was the gut sense that, you know, this is time, or whether it was the graceful influence of another person, God has walked with you as you have experienced him through prayer, learning, and this faith community. Your path to this night probably had a few rough spots. You don't have to admit it if you don't want to, but it probably did. And to be honest, there will be rough moments ahead, even in your new life in the church. But what God has already proven to you and to all of us is that we're never alone. The tomb never stays sealed. Jesus is always on the other side of that rock. Austin, Charles, Andrew, Paul, Valerie, and Cassandra, you are reason for us to smile this evening. Your presence here is not only proof of our hope, but proof of the resurrection, because who else but the risen Christ would you give your life to? Who else could make all of this possible? In a few moments, you will become full members of the Catholic Church, and in doing so, you will become members of this parish family. As a family, we are Jesus to one another, and so we pledge our love and our support to you as you continue on your journey of faith. We are so grateful for your yes. And so something strange is happening here tonight. Strange because the tomb is empty. The vices of this world don't have power over us. Jesus Christ is victorious. As it turns out, we're not left in misery and despair, but rather we are filled with a joy that no words could ever describe. Our hearts are filled with love and hope, for Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.